Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Coffee Break Swedish, Kulturhörnan, Episode 4.
Hej och välkomna och gott nytt år. Happy New Year and Happy New Year to you, Lovisa.
Tack så mycket, gott nytt år, Mark.
How are you? Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår du?
Ja, jag mår jättebra, tack. We are delighted to be back with another Kulturhörnan. This is, of course, our cultural Swedish podcast. So we are listening to these episodes as a mini-series in between the first and second halves of our main Coffee Break Swedish course. And it is our first episode of 2021. So, Lovisa, is there a tradition of making New Year's resolutions in Sweden?
There is, yeah. Nyårslöften.
Say that again.
Nyårslöften.
Nyårslöften.
Yeah, so it's New Year promise.
Promise, ah, right, okay. So, jag lovar is I promise, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I'm sure I've seen that in crime shows on the TV. So lüften, it must be me linked in some way.
Yeah.
And do you have a nyårs lüfte?
Sort of. I have more of a nyårs mål. So a goal instead of a resolution. Okay. Yeah.
Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah. So I do a bit of exercise and I want to keep doing that. And I want to increase some of the weights that I can squat and deadlift and things like that.
Very good, very good. How would you say a simple version of that in Swedish, perhaps? I want to do more exercise.
Jag vill träna mer.
Ah, so träna is like to train.
Yeah, exactly.
Jag vill träna mer.
Yeah.
Okay. I år vill jag bättra min svenska.
Förbättra.
Ah, right. Okay. So, förbättra, to improve.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you can't just use is bättre. I've heard the word bättre meaning better, but it doesn't work as a verb.
Yeah. If you want to turn it into a verb, you use the för in the beginning. So, it's förbättra.
Jag vill förbättra min svenska.
Exactly. And now you've done that.
I've done that already. Ticked off. The New Year's complete. Okay, let us have a think about what we're talking about today, because we're looking at a cultural topic. What are we looking at today?
Today we're talking about a famous Swede called Alfred Nobel.
Alfred Nobel. I'm sure everyone has heard of Alfred Nobel, but perhaps we don't know a lot about him. So after this episode, we'll know a little more about Alfred Nobel. Lovisa is going to read the text. And in the text, there are some Swedish words. So we'll be hearing the Swedish words and then we can talk about them afterwards. Det låter bra?
Det låter jättebra. Okay, Mark. So one of the more influential Swedes in history was a man named Alfred Nobel. He was born in Stockholm, but traveled a lot as an adult due to his work as an inventor, an uppfinnare, and a chemist, en kemist. Nobel is probably most known for inventing dynamite, dynamiten, and leaving his wealth to the Nobel Foundation. After his death, this fortune has formed the prize money given in association with the Nobel Prize, Nobelpriset. The Nobel Prize is awarded to people chosen by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, Karolinska Institutet, the Swedish Academy, the Swedish Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet, and the Norwegian Nobel Committee. They choose the recipients of the prizes for physics, kemi, chemistry, medicine, literature, and fredspriset, the Peace Prize, respectively. There's also a prize awarded for economics, whose recipient is chosen by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Alfred Nobel. Although Nobel was alive a long time ago, his work has influenced a large portion of the world in both good and bad ways. And he is still recognized on the 10th of December every year through the annual award ceremonies in Sweden and Norway.
Jättebra! Okay, so we now know a little more about Alfred Nobel. Can we go through the words that we learned in that particular passage?
Yeah. So the first word that we learned was what he did. He was an inventor. Mm-hmm. And in Swedish, that is en uppfinnare.
En uppfinnare. So att finna is to find, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So do you find up in Swedish?
It would seem like that, yeah.
So I guess if you find out things, you're an inventor, you find out things, but in Swedish you find up. Uppfinna.
Yeah, it seems like that, at least in this case. So yeah, he was an uppfinnare.
Uppfinnare, okay. And he also was a chemist.
Yeah, en kemist.
En kemist. So the K-E sound there is interesting.
Yeah, we did talk a bit about this on our Facebook page a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in Swedish, E is a soft vowel. So when you pair that with the K that's in front of it, the K goes from being a hard sound. So it's not K anymore, it's SH.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a chemist.
Chemist. Okay, can you give us some other examples of that sound?
Yeah, we also have the same thing in the word for chicken. So, kyckling, it's K-Y at the beginning.
So, Y is another soft vowel.
Exactly. And then another soft vowel is Ö, so the O with the two dots.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have kök, for example, which is kitchen.
Uh-huh. Or köttbullar.
Exactly, yeah.
Meatballs. Let's say those words again. So, starting with chemist.
Kemist.
Chicken.
Kyckling.
Kitchen.
Kök.
And most importantly, meatballs.
Köttbullar.
Jättebra. Okay, let's continue on then. He invented dynamite.
Yeah, dynamit.
So we've got, I think the interesting thing about this word is that we've got the Y sound and the I sound, and they're different. Let's hear the first syllable, the D-Y-N.
Din.
Din. And then the M-I-T part.
Meat.
Meat. So yeah. your tongue goes different places in your mouth here, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Let's hear the whole word then.
Dynamit.
Dynamit.
Yeah.
And when we come to the word for the Nobel Prize, then we're hearing that L sound again.
Yeah. It's called Nobelpriset.
Nobelpriset.
Yeah.
I think it is tricky for learners to get the right L sound there. Can you help us with that?
So when you say the Swedish I, and you use it for when you only have one consonant after, so you have the long sound, it's vit, and you sort of push the sound forward in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can compare that to when you have two consonants after. It's sort of more in the middle of your mouth. So for example, you can have the word vit, which is forward. Uh-huh. And then vit, which is more in the middle.
Okay, so vit would be for the word white when we're referring to an N word.
Exactly.
Let me think. Could we say en vit bil?
Yeah.
But vit, when it's further back in your mouth, it's more in the middle of your mouth, as you said. That would be for an et word. So et vit hus.
Yeah.
So can you say those two together? A white car and a white house.
En vit bil, ett vitt hus.
Okay, hopefully that is helping our listeners and me to sort out this tricky sound. So the Nobel Prize is?
Nobelpriset.
So there we've got the long sound, Nobelpriset.
Exactly.
Okay, let's look at the other the subjects for which the Nobel Prize is given then. So we had physics.
Physik. It's the same I sound.
Yep. And we've got a Y in there as well. So physik.
Yeah, physik.
Physik.
And then you have kemi.
Kemi.
Yeah. Do you remember what that was?
Chemistry.
Yeah. And then we have medicin.
Medicin.
Yeah, it's eye sound.
Yeah, is one of your eyes shorter in there?
It is. So you have meddi, and that eye is shorter, and then sin, and that eye is slightly longer.
Okay, why is it shorter? Because it's just got one consonant afterwards.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure. I think it might be because it's a word that we've borrowed from another language.
Okay. So I guess it's also not stressed in that particular one, medicine. The exactly. Scene at the end is the stress on it. Okay. And then another I sound. Again, we've got literature, but this time there's a definite double consonant afterwards. So I'm going to guess. Can I try this? Is it literature?
It is, yeah. Literature.
Literature. Okay, so that's it's not the E sound there.
Exactly.
And finally, the Peace Prize.
Fredspriset.
Fredspriset. Okay, so peace, the word for peace is?
Fred.
Fred.
Yeah.
And that's F-R-E-D, but that's a long E in there.
Exactly, so it's E and not E.
Fredspriset.
Yeah.
Okay, the final subject was economy, or economics.
It is, yeah. Ekonomi.
Ekonomi. And we've got a lovely E sound. This has been a fantastic way to practice all these E sounds in this.
Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. I hope that our listeners have enjoyed practicing their E and also finding out a little more about Alfred Nobel. Next time, we are going to be looking at a very interesting topic, and that is going to take us to the north of Sweden.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Samer.
Samer, so the Sami population in the north of Sweden. Jag ser fram emot den nästa lektion.
Almost. Jag ser fram emot nästa lektion.
Ah, right. So we don't need the in there. So jag ser fram emot nästa lektion.
Yeah. Jag ser också fram emot nästa lektion.
Tack så mycket och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.